Syracuse is one of five winners from across the country of a $3 million grant to create a more inclusive tech economy. This, coupled with the Microsoft agreement to make Syracuse its first smart city in the Northeast, and Mayor Ben Walsh's focus on the Syracuse Surge project, continues to push the area forward in its technology goals. But all of this movement can be hard for disadvantaged community members to keep up. So Center State CEO is starting to bring people together in preparation for expected changes.
Sometimes we trick ourselves into thinking there's only one avenue or one entry point.
Technology-based economies can change a city's identity and opportunity. They also have a reputation of creating or worsening inequality. So as Syracuse starts its push to become an emerging technology city, it's trying to do it right.
I think everybody looks at like the San Francisco Silicon Valley and says, oh geez, that's not where we want to go because they've had such growth at such breakneck speed that they haven't been able to really exercise any of these strategies to really make it inclusive, and now they're retroactively trying to do it.
That's Alvina Group Principal Consultant Kristen Mannion, who led a conversation session with Center State CEO Director of Economic Inclusion Johanna Rogers last week.
I think the key ingredient is for Central New York and what we're doing with economic inclusion at Center State is slow and grow, right? Like, we're trying to be as intentional as possible. We're doing some things that we know in history when it comes to creating systems and opportunity that wasn't done by making sure there are diverse people at the table.
They're both part of the team implementing a $3 million grant from JP Morgan Chase to make tech sectors more inclusive. Other recipients of the grant include Miami, Florida, San Diego, California, and Louisville, Kentucky. Rogers says in Syracuse, creating economic opportunities for everyone means meeting different people where they are.
We are being intentionally creative because one of the things that we know when we're talking about diversifying the tech sector with individuals who have historically been underrepresented, we have to focus on narrative. We have to think about ways that we are going to meet them where they are. We've said that, right? And so how do we use the arts? How do we use gaming tournaments, Legos, or some of the other things that we're thinking about?
Another big part of making sure people are included in technology-based economies is defining what tech means in this area. Mannion says it's a broad definition.
Tech can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, and recognizing that it's everything from advanced manufacturing and CNC machining, which tends to be sort of considered a tradesman position and sort of a career path within a trade, all the way to something like what Careers in Code does, which is full stack web development and software, all the way to quality assurance analysts or people who are using technology day to day, even things like Excel and kind of working in databases and different stuff like that.
Mannion has been working with Center State CEO, researching what the challenges and advantages for the area may be. And while building an economy for diverse populations may seem difficult, Mannion thinks Central New York can do it.
We have the lifestyle and the community that is so unique and so kind of grounded in who we are and what our values are in Central New York, that we have the opportunity as we grow, and we are growing, to put these things in place and hopefully bring a lot of other people along in a way that other places haven't.
One of their first events in the community will be a play about a Black woman rocket scientist, The Rise of Annie Easley and the Centaur Rocket. Following the play, there will be a panel discussion that features women of color who work in STEM, allowing the community to hear from local women already involved in technology. The play and panel discussion are free and open to the public. They'll both take place at the Tucker Church on December 10th. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.